From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick.
I'm Alex Cohen. Coming up, a professor challenges his students to think about global marketing. His assignment, rebrand a slumping product called America.
First, the election. New polls show things closer than you might expect after Senator Obama's well-received international tour this week. He is leading Senator McCain, but not by much.
Fate, though, may be tipping in the Democrats' favor. Hurricane Dolly forced Senator McCain to cancel a telegenic helicopter flight to an offshore oil rig. Senator Obama was able to catch his flight to Berlin. Today, he spoke to a huge outdoor crowd in front of that city's Victory Column.
The walls between old allies on either side of the Atlantic cannot stand. The walls between the countries with the most and those with the least cannot stand. The walls between races and tribes, natives and immigrants, Christians and Muslims and Jews cannot stand. These now are the walls we must tear down.
Dan Schnur was communications director for John McCain when he ran for president 8 years ago. Dan today is the new director for the Jesse Unruh Institute of Politics at the University of Southern California. Dan, welcome back to Day to Day.
Alex, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
So Senator Obama is in Berlin addressing a huge outdoor gathering, and Senator McCain runs into a hurricane, and that prevents him from getting maybe very good television pictures of visiting oil platforms in the Gulf, something that matters a lot to American voters. What is the role of luck, just plain luck, in political campaigns at this point?
Sheer dumb luck is never going to decide a presidential campaign, one way or the other. But just like a baseball team that's on a hot streak or in a hitting slump, luck can provide a sense of momentum, positive or negative, and that's something that can energize a candidate and his or her campaign and his or her supporters.
If you were advising him now, what would you say? What does he need to do to regain a sense of momentum?
Well, I think it would be foolish to try to talk foreign policy while Senator Obama is sending back all these pictures and all these images from his trips to foreign capitals. So they're concentrating on the economy, which of course is the primary issue of interest to U.S. voters. I suspect that once Obama comes back, McCain's going to join that foreign policy national security debate much more forcefully. The problem for McCain is this. You know, he's arguing retrospectively. A few months ago, Senator Obama was essentially saying to voters, what you need to pay attention to is what we wanted to do in Iraq in 2002 and 2003. And McCain said, don't think about the past. You should consider rather what we should be doing there in 2009 and 2010. But now, with administrations in both Washington and Baghdad calling for some type of timetable or timeline, all of a sudden McCain is put in the position of having to argue retrospectively and saying, don't think as much about what comes next, but remember that I was right and he was wrong a few years ago. That's a tougher argument to make.
I've been reading on the blogs and on political commentary that there is a sense among senior Republicans and even McCain campaign staff that they're looking for what is wrong with the campaign, what is flawed with the candidate. Are you hearing that, and isn't that a bad sign?
Well, what it is it can be a self-perpetuating problem. While McCain continues to trail in the polls, it's not surprising that loyal Republicans who've gotten pretty used to the White House over the last 8 years, are going to be voicing some of those concerns and questions. The key for McCain, either right on the heels of Obama's trip or in the next several weeks, is finding a way to change the conversation, not so much to persuade swing voters, but rather to rally his own troops and restore that sense of excitement and momentum that a winning campaign needs.
Dan Schnur, former communications director for Senator McCain's presidential run in 2000. Dan is the new director of the Jesse Unruh Institute of Politics at the University of Southern California. Dan, thank you again.
Thank you, Alice.